Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hello, Louisa.
Hello, Wendy.
I love food. I mean, seriously. And I have a confession to make. And I'm Catholic. It's Lent. And Kevin Powell had brought something up to me about the filet of fish tracker, how many I've had so far this Lenten season.
Oh,
I'm up to 5.
Oh, okay.
I had my first pepper and egg sandwich today, Wendy and Lisa. It was fantastic. Portillo's does a great pepper and egg sandwich. They only do it during Lent on Fridays. I ordered it today, and it's really, really good.
All right, I'll try it because I'm getting a little burned on the faff. But I'll tell you the truth. It was the hottest faff I ever had, filet-o-fish. And it was like, it was steaming in the box. So when I took a bite of it, there was an actual crunch to my tooth. Steam escaped, almost hot enough to burn me, but didn't. And then an overflowing amount of their wonderful tartar sauce. It was really magic in my mouth today.
That all sounds so good. Mia, maybe do a mashup between the two, like maybe some of the Portillo's jardinera on the faff.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. I almost asked for it with pickles today, but I will do a pepper and egg, Kevin. I'll do that.
Love it.
Crazy.
All right. Also having a lot of cheese pizzas during Lent. That's another thing to do. And is there a good pizza I can get that's not at a pizzeria?
Why, yes, Wendy, there is, actually.
Good.
So, you may know Great Lake reopened. It's not a pizzeria. It's not really even a restaurant. It is a small grocery and bakery in Andersonville. So, people may remember that Great Lake was voted, like, or I shouldn't say voted, it wasn't a vote, but Esquire magazine food writer wrote that it was the best pizza in America when
in America.
In America. But they were crazy busy for like 5 years, but then they closed like a dozen years ago. They got burned out and they're like, see ya. And then they reopened last year. And it's been kind of quiet. I haven't heard that much about people going, and I finally got a chance to go, reviewed it for the Trib. It's amazing. But it's like a pizza unlike any other pizza in Chicago. And in fact, Nick Lessons, who is the pizza maker there, the co-owner with his wife and business partner, Lydia Sparza, even he's like, I don't know what the style is. You know?
It's not New York. It's not Chicago. Explain it to us, though. What is it?
Yeah, so it kind of looks like a Neapolitan, you know, with like the puffy crust around the, you know, like around the edge.
Yeah.
And it's a thinner crust, but it's like a little thicker. And it eats almost like a really amazing artisan bread. And that's what he's trying to capture, like that kind of crispy tang and that chew. And then the toppings are really super minimalist, like the cheese pizza. They hand make their own mozzarella. The kind of the most classic, what I kind of call like an ode to the most traditional. It's got like a bare smudge of red tomato sauce, this handmade mozzarella, like super thin, like Goodfellas sliced garlic. So, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Paul, what was his name? Sorvino, who was in jail and slicing the garlic for the Sunday gravy, which I say sauce, but he's slicing it so you can see through those little slices of garlic. Good one, Louisa.
Right. With the razor.
Yeah.
So incredibly amazing. But their signature is a mushroom pizza.
Talk to me. What's on this?
Super light, oh my gosh, like light, feathery, cremini mushroom. And again, just like the barest hint of cheese. It's a white pie, So it is like the bare essence. It's like this elemental pizza, and it is just amazing. I know that Lent is about kind of, not eating meat and maybe sort of like about fasting. I don't really know that this is fasting at all, but... It's amazing.
No one can fast. And honestly, the Catholic Church made it so fasting is you can have like a light breakfast, a very light snack, and then dinner. So that's not fasting.
Right. No, not fasting. But it's like having gone to Catholic high school, I mean, I know that it used to be so much about like not meat. But I'm always like, oh, but you can have seafood.
I know. It is kind of nutty, but sometimes we continue to do these traditions we grew up with.
For sure, and it's about community, and that's a whole thing, of course. But yeah, so Great Lake, not a pizzeria, and it's just Great Lake, not Great Lake Pizza, but just Great Lake in Andersonville, which reopened. And the other big thing is that these are Gen Xers who got back into the restaurant game. This is their retirement plan. They are 61 years old. Hmm. And they have reopened, are doing amazing work. And highly recommend not only the cheese pizza, but the mushroom. And some of their other specialty items are just absolutely stunning.
Okay, and that's 1476 West Berwyn Avenue in Chicago, right?
I think, is it Brew or Bryn Mawr? I
don't
look
know.
It up again now, Wendy.
Well, that's all right. It says Berwyn, but that seems weird. But
you know what? You are probably right. I it's all a blur to me. But you are so right. It is Berwyn Avenue, right around the corner from Clark Street. So yeah.
Okay. And there's another market, grocery/market that has great fried chicken. Who doesn't love fried chicken?
Yeah. 40 Acres Fresh Market in the Austin neighborhood on the west side. Their fried chicken is in such high demand that the owner of 40 Acres, Liz Abna, she said that people will walk in for the fried chicken, and if they're out, they just like walk right back out. She's like, hey, we've got like other things, right? But I can understand. I mean, and the model for Mabel's Meals, which is the hot bar and back, is really like the hot bars, which are almost like basically restaurants in grocery stores now, like at Whole Foods and at Mariano's, where their chef, Martel Kamen, worked. And his mom actually kind of helped him refine the recipe for their fried chicken because she works at The Jewel chicken has got a cult following.
It is so good. I can't tell you how good, and Cheap Chicken Night on Monday. Jewel Fried Chicken is fabulous.
Yes, totally. So that was kind of, the model for that recipe testing. So they've got amazing fried chicken. Plus, they have one of the best breakfast sandwiches that rivals any other in Chicago. It's got scrambled egg. It's got cheese. It's on a nice hearty roll. And you can get it vegetarian or you can get smoked turkey added to it. I kind of have to insist that if somebody goes to get the breakfast sandwich, get their house-made potato chips, which are seasoned with barbecue and lemon pepper, and stick a few of those really, really crisp. My dog.
That's so weird. I think I just made your dog bark because I'm like, every time I talk to Louisa Chu, it's like Pavlov's dogs. I start drooling, salivating at everything you say. And as soon as I thought that, a dog barked. And I thought, is this happening on the air or is this in my head?
That you know what? You willed it to happen. He's excited about it too.
And I heard you drooling at your own description of that egg sandwich.
God. I know.
I just hear your voice, and it happens to us. All right, well, 40 Acres Fresh Market, that's 5713 West Chicago Avenue. They have great fried chicken and a wonderful breakfast sandwich.
Yes.
What's your dog's name?
His name is Cole.
Cole, zip it.
Yes. He is too excited right now. He is a shepherd dog being a shepherd dog.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do. Well, right. Great to talk right. to you, and I will have to fry. I can't believe I didn't know that Jewel chicken, fried chicken was a cult thing. I love it.
Yes. Oh yeah. You're way ahead of the curve there, Wendy.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you. We'll talk to you again, Louisa. Always a pleasure.